Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You can live 100 years and never see what happened in the 100th game of the NCAA baseball tournament. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The top-ranked Tar Heels played some bad baseball this past weekend. In a regional at home, they were supposed to dominate. Base-running miscues and disastrous pitching put Carolina on the brink of becoming only the second overall top seed to not make the Super Regional. But if you missed any part of Monday night's game, you missed one in a million. Up four runs in the ninth, the Heels gave up six on a solo homer and a grand slam by Florida Atlantic, and then had to score two in the bottom of the ninth just to extend the game to extra innings. Then down three more on another FAU long ball on the 12th, somehow Carolina had the resolve to hang in there and tie it up again before finally winning in the lucky last of the 13th. Get the box score and the play-by-play and then take a 90-minute break to go through it all. You won't believe what you're reading, even if you watched every pitch of the game. Who gives up a grand slam in the top of the ninth and has the will to keep fighting, then gives up a three-run homer and comes back again to tie the game? Carolina is far from playing its best baseball of a long season right now, but the Heels are still playing with the heart to make you proud. The 100th game of the opening NCAA weekend was one, thankfully, they won't forget, especially when the bottom of the 13th began with a horrendous out call on Chaz Frank at first base, which left Mike Fox so irate he could barely argue with the umpire who blew the call. Yet his team then loaded the bases and won when Cody Stubbs lined a single just inside the left field line to score Landon Lassiter with the 12th and winning run. And well past 1 o'clock, most of the near-capacity crowd that endured a two-hour storm delay for the first pitch was still at the Bosch, trying to will its team to a victory it really did not deserve. Carolina used seven pitches, several of them at the wrong times, to try to pull one out against an unsung opponent with zero pressure. There were two more blunders on the bases early, and the best offensive team in the country hit none but gave up four homers that weren't even close to staying in the park. Their ace, Kent Emanuel, couldn't close the deal, and their reliable receiver, Benton Moss, served up what surely seemed like the game loser. But somehow, some way, the Heels are still alive. Hopefully, their amazing heart will help them play better this weekend against South Carolina. This is Archansky. See ya.